Hi there, I'm Anthony Alvarado, and this is Note to Self. Today's show is called Clothes Are a Part of Your Psyche. Let me explain that, what I mean by that, in just a second. So I just got back from Hawaii this past weekend, and it was a nice break from the rain here in Portland. I spent my days swimming around in the ocean and reading paperback books while working on a tan. That's kind of what I do when I go somewhere tropical, is lay around and read books and jump in the ocean, get out and read books, repeat. And it's impossible not to spend time in Hawaii without just being struck by the genuine vibe of what they call the aloha spirit, which is not, it's not just like a, a travel brochure thing. It's a real thing. Like, people are really friendly everywhere you go. It's kind of crazy. It's kind of like, what's going on here? Everybody's so nice and so friendly and open. And sorry, Portland. It was like a noticeable difference. If you've been to Hawaii, you know what I'm talking about. And yeah, people just really genuinely feel relaxed and laid back there. And it's cool. It's good. I like it. The weather's really nice, so obviously that's probably a part of it, but it's also cultural, I think, you know, and some places are just friendlier, and Hawaii's definitely high up there on that list of places that are friendlier, and, you know, there's other places that are not. Not going to name names, France. Sorry, I'm not trying to pick a fight with anyone here. I'm just saying there's, you know, you travel, you notice that there's different vibes everywhere you go, right? And now, you know, people often say that Portland has kind of like a more, Portland's a weird case. And I'm not trying to get too into like the Portland psyche on this particular episode. I know we have a reputation for being sort of passive aggressive. I don't know. I can't really speak to that too much because I've kind of grown up here. So I'm like a fish in water. I'm used to it. Portland to me just seems normal, regular, you know, but as opposed to like, if you travel, you go to Philadelphia and people are aggressive and they're kind of proud of that. Like my buddy who lives in Philly says, yeah, it's great. At least you know how everyone really feels towards you. Which I guess is cool if you like knowing that people around you are just filled with rage. But Hawaii's all sunshine and good vibes, and it's contagious. A lot of that is the weather, like I was saying, but honestly, I was thinking about this as I got off the plane back in rainy, gray Portland, I was thinking that I think the clothes have something to do with it too. It's hard to be pissed off and angry or take yourself too seriously when you're wearing flip-flops and aloha shirts with the colorful prints. And that's like what everybody wears, for real. So upon returning to gray and rainy Portland and immediately going from wearing flip-flops and Hawaiian shirts to having to bundle up in a coat and a wool hat to go outside, I was really struck by just how big of an impact the clothes that you wear have on your vibe, right? I think that's something that we kind of take for granted or don't think about. And it's interesting. You know, I think on some level, we all know that the clothes that you wear, you dress a certain way, you maybe appear more or less fashionable, or, you know, you could be one of those people that claims that you don't really pay attention to fashion, but that ends up being its own fashion. But I guess what I'm saying is that I think our clothes affect our vibe in an interesting way that we don't usually think about. Now, I'm not saying that, like, you know, leather boots are better or worse than flip-flops. They're just a different vibe. And that's something worth kind of considering, because I think it's like a part of human nature, of the human psyche, that we often don't think about. We think about the fashion part, like how we look to others, but we don't often think about how our clothes might be affecting our own like vibe and our own like inner identity. So that's what the making the switch from Hawaii to Portland got me thinking about. So just some examples. Stiff boots, for example, those make you stand up a bit taller, maybe more confident. I mean, they literally make you taller. They've got like a heel. And I think that that affects your vibe too, like standing up taller and a little bit of a posture change. The forward tilt of the boot, that's going to like lock in your posture a little bit different and give you kind of a more confident stride, a more rooted, grounded, solid vibe and persona. And I think that this kind of way of thinking about how clothing and shoes and jewelry, stuff like this, subtly affects our vibe is almost a form of magic, I would call it. I mean, compare boots to sneakers. Sneakers are what most people wear most of the time these days. They're comfortable. They're squishy in comparison to like a dress shoe or a boot. And, you know, dress shoes or flip-flops, these are totally different vibes. They're going to make you feel totally different. You're going to inhabit your body differently, literally from the ground up. Or consider the hat, a baseball cap. It feels very youthful, sporty. While a beanie might feel a bit crafty or artisan or simply functional. And a straw hat has a completely different vibe and so on. I know plenty of guys who never take off their baseball cap. You probably do too. It's like it becomes a part of their face almost. Or think of, a different example, scarves. The mere fact of having a scarf on tends to elevate the head to add a bit of a monkish or flowy quality. Think of like Jedi robes. And I'm not talking here about how the clothes look. I'm talking about how your wardrobe makes you feel. There's something subtle that is there with us all day, every day in the clothes that we wear. And, you know, that's not even to mention like colors. Jewelry is another great example of this. A necklace kind of draws attention to your throat and chest. There's something subtly sensual about a necklace. While a ring, depending on the size and color, can convey all kinds of different things. Some other examples, a cardigan can signal like a scholarly thoughtfulness. A denim jacket feels kind of unpretentious. Sunglasses convey a little bit of detachment. And all of this is maybe kind of obvious when you think about it. But when was the last time you really did? It's like the story of the fish who is asking, well, what is water? You know, we're so used to it, we forget it's there. So that was kind of my interesting, weird thought for the week that I had upon returning to rainy Portland. And I think the key realization is, sure, we all know your clothing tells a story to other people, you know, kind of signaling the tribe you associate with, you know, whether you're kind of like a bookish or brainy person or into sports or the gym or your favorite band or sports team. Like that's the surface level of wardrobe that we all think of. But what we forget is that that is sending signals back to ourselves about our own identity and kind of informing the way you inhabit your own persona, I think in a really interesting way that you can kind of play with. For example, right now I'm growing a beard for the holidays, for the winter season. I've always noticed that when I have a beard, I just, I feel like people interact with me in a slightly different way. So that's the sort of thing that I'm talking about, is the way that clothes convey the subtle but powerful information, not just to others, but to ourselves. They can be forms of armor. They can be tactile information that we are reading in how the clothes that we wear feel on ourselves, whether they're warm or light or flowy linen or cotton, whatever. Clothes are really a sort of a feedback loop, an identity feedback loop that becomes self-reinforcing. You pick a hat or a bracelet or a pair of shoes, and then you subconsciously project that story outward and it's reflected back to you. Our clothes are a part of how we inhabit our identity, and that's a fun thing to play with, regardless of the weather. And yeah, you're in rainy Portland Decembers, you definitely have a lot of options. That's my show for today. This is Note to Self. Be sure to check out the show, and you know, it's helpful if you subscribe to it.